At Farm to Table, we know how confusing healthcare is. We're here to simplify the healing process. We believe that healthcare should be simple. It should help people feel better. We listen deeply and take the time needed with each and every patient. We work together to develop a plan that fits into each patient's life and helps them to feel better faster. That's why we started the Table Talk podcast, to gather around the table with you, whether you're on your way to work, rocking a baby, or taking a stroll. We want to come together and learn about using a new healthcare approach that focuses on finding the treatment for the root cause of your symptoms. The journey for each person is unique, but together we can thrive. All right. Well, welcome to the Table Talk podcast. We're excited today that I get to talk to a friend from pharmacy school. So it's been many years since we were sitting together in Ada, Ohio at Ohio Northern University, but it's been exciting to reconnect with Dr. Marianne Rascalis. She is a functional pharmacist and passionate about integrative medicine and functional medicine and really getting to the root cause of what's causing inflammation. And particularly her journey started with skin and acne and learning about that. So we're so excited to chat with you today, or I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to actually be here and share this with your listeners, because as you know, it's something that I'm truly passionate about. So I'm just grateful to be here and sort of, you know, spread that message to everybody and share this knowledge.
Yeah, awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you got started here. You started working in a pharmacy as a pharmacist, but what led you from that to being passionate about holistic health?
Wow. So as you know, I started off really in traditional pharmacy, like many people do. I earned my PharmD degree from Ohio Northern University. So it's a Doctor of Pharmacy degree. And for a decade or a little over a decade, I basically worked in a hospital and in a retail setting. I was also a pharmacy manager for 10 years, and I was the vice president of the Ottawa Carleton Pharmacist Association, that's in Canada, for 3 years. And while I'm so grateful for these opportunities and meeting so many people and just that sort of foundation in clinical studies, I just felt that over the years, I felt like something was missing, something was wrong. I didn't feel that true fulfillment, because I would get patients that would come into the pharmacy on different types of medications, and they just weren't getting better, or they would be dealing with so many side effects from those medications. So instead of actually addressing the cause, which is, let's say, the medication and maybe potentially removing it, their doctors were adding on, let's say, another medication just to treat the side effects of the previous medication. And it became this like medication cocktail, and people were not necessarily feeling better. And I can speak for myself too, and I can relate, because I was on antidepressants for about 5 years, a little over 5 years. And even though they helped my symptoms temporarily, I did experience the weight gain, the bloating. It really did cause dysbiosis in my gut. I did get a lot of imbalances. And a lot of the issues that I started dealing with later on in my life were actually because of the medications that I was taking earlier on in my life. I just felt like there had to be a safer and more effective way to really approach health and wellness, right? So this is really why I sort of started to dig deeper and went on this holistic journey. And it was also because of my personal struggles dealing with hormonal acne for a little over 5 years. And that's truly what kind of pushed me to take on that approach and really explore and embrace holistic healing. It was really kind of that journey that really got me to where I am today.
Awesome. What would you say is like some of the big pieces of the journey that really saw the most benefit when you made change? Was it changes in diet or certain nutrients that you added into your lifestyle?
So to be honest with you, once, because the core foundations that are applied when you're on this acne healing journey, those are actually the methods and the core foundations to healing almost anything really in your body, right? So what happened was, when I cleared my acne, a lot of the things that I was experiencing that I didn't even know were connected to acne just really improved so much, from the chronic constipation to my bloating. I mean, every time I would have a meal, no matter what size the meal was, no matter what I ate, I was just constantly bloated and irritated and having indigestion. I had brain fog, fatigue, mood issues. And so once I really addressed the root cause of my acne and healed internally, all of these symptoms just went away. Even my mood improved to the point where I didn't even need to, you know, take my antidepressants anymore. So it didn't just help with my acne, but it helped with so many other things that I didn't even know were connected to the acne.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And I think that's why so many times we talk about, you know, foundational lifestyle things, right? The sleep, the taking care of stress, the making sure you're in community, even the nutrition and the movement, sort of like all of that. Absolutely. Once we align that together, like there's sometimes we have to bring in herbs or specific sort of targeted agents, but a lot of times it's really getting back to those foundational things, which it sounds like is something that is really beneficial. So in the acne journey for patients. So walk me through what your foundation, those foundations of health, like what does that look like for patients that are learning from you? Where do you start with most people if they're coming to you? A lot of people probably coming to you for that, for help with acne, but is there sort of a process that you take people through?
Right. So there is actually, and acne is really, I mean, in the literature, it says it's 80 to 85% due to imbalances in the body, okay? Specifically hormonal and inflammation. So we now know that acne is not just a topical thing. It's not just, you know, bacteria on the skin. It's because of these internal imbalances, even nutrient deficiencies, right? But because there's so much involved in acne and treating acne holistically, okay, there are so many components here at play. As you know, there's gut health, there's nutrient deficiencies. You've got your liver being backed up, right, or being sluggish. So the question is, and these are some of the questions I will get on calls with some of my clients, is, okay, well, like, where do I start? I'm confused. I don't know what to do, right? Where are we going to start? And this is why my modules in the program are also done in order of relevance or where I would want people to start. And to be honest with you, mental health or the mind-body connection is module one. And that's because it is so important. You have to start with the mind. Because when people have chronic depression, that can definitely cause acne, right? Because they're constantly in that low mood, their cortisol is higher, their medication is even causing their acne, right? And then it's a vicious cycle, because then if you have acne, you're also often anxious or you're also often depressed. So we have to correct the mind before we move forward with anything else. Right? So I talk about the manifestations, the stress relief, how the mind body works, all that stuff, right? That's the first module. The second place we go is the gut. Okay. Of course, I address all kinds of different topics here in the program, but gut health is so important because it is the core foundation of so many issues in the body, right? And sometimes all they really need is to basically heal their gut, with whatever that may be, right? Whether it's the chronic constipation, whether it's leaky gut, whether it's causing estrogen dominance, we start with the gut and we see how that goes first. Then we go into the liver, then we go into nutrient deficiencies and so on, right? Insulin resistance. So really, those are the first two, is really mindset, and the gut is where we will start.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely similar to our practice and how we handle things. I think so many times I see women just very stress, their HPA axis is dysfunctional. It's not that they're hypercortisol or, you know, diagnostic Cushing's or Addison's, but they're just not, they're in this fight or flight all the time. And they're not in that rest or digest mode. And they're not able to really get healing or even quality sleep because they're in this constant fight or flight. And sleep is so, so imperative to
for
restore.
Sure. And I just have that too.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So foundations are key for sure. Now, are you doing a lot of gut testing for patients to see what's actually in the microbiome, testing for intestinal permeability?
Right. So I do that as well with specific gut testing as well, because there's a lot of gut tests out there, as you know, that are not actually very accurate. And it all depends on what types of markers you're looking for, or whether you're looking for inflammation, whether you're looking for parasites. So I usually will have two or three of the ones that I personally prefer, just because they're so comprehensive. And again, based on my client's budgets. I personally did that as well on my acne healing journey. I did a very comprehensive stool test. And oh boy, did I just, how many things I discovered about my gut. It was unbelievable. Yeah. To the point where it told me exactly what strains I had, what strains I was missing, whether I had parasites, whether I had inflammation or indicators of leaky gut. I mean, it was just, it was unbelievable. It was truly unbelievable. But yeah, there are testing that are obviously optional, especially if, let's say, they're trying certain protocols or strategies and kind of not getting where they want to get. We say, okay, you know what? Let's start. Typically for me, I personally like to start with the gut testing first, just to see where, you know, what we're working with, so that people are not wasting their time and they can achieve results faster.
Yes, I agree. I've had several people recently that I thought for sure they had overgrowth and so we were going to have to come in with herbs, and then I get their test results back and they're like, microbiome is just super deficient. Now, could a lot of their symptoms be arising from like yeast overgrowth that's harder to pick up on stool tests? Maybe because they've got such low bacteria, they've got this like SIFO picture instead of SIBO, which is that small, for our audience listening, is that small intestinal fungal overgrowth. But it's interesting because if I had just met this patient and saw that they had a bunch of bloating and put them on herbs, like maybe I would have worsened their situation with the microbiome deficiency. So it can be really important to test up front so that there was a test. Yes, but I realize it's not in everyone's budget to be able to do a $300 or $400 comprehensive stool test, but it definitely can help get results faster. And there's still limitations to even the most comprehensive assessment. We're still looking at the colon and what's coming out that end versus what's in the small intestine. But that can, it definitely can be a place that sort of it kickstarts. In addition to, I don't know if you use like a gut barrier panel with like a blood zonulin level or any of those.
I like don't use zonulin, but I know that some of the gut tests do test the zonulin.
Yeah. And the stool zonulin's not as correlated with leaky gut as the blood zonulin. But so sometimes we'll do like a food sensitivity test, like the one from KBMO that has the gut barrier panel alongside that stool test, because then it really gives us like, okay, here's all the foods you're reacting to, plus yes, we see you have leaky gut, plus this is the microbiome, and then we can hit like the ground running with the protocol versus just the guessing along the way process.
100%. And you know what, to go back to the guessing, I can't stress the importance of not doing that, because I know that a lot of people will go online and let's say, you know, read that Chase Berry, or well known as Vitex, or DIM are great for hormones. Okay, I'm going to start this. And then they experiment. And then what happens is they end up throwing off their hormones. They make the situation even worse because they never got baseline levels. They don't know where their hormones are. They just read online that so-and-so is taking it. They're having, you know, success from it and whatever. So sometimes I get these clients that come in and they're on these herbs or supplements that they thought that they're going to help them clear their skin, but they actually made the situation so much worse. And now we have to do a little bit more work to sort of rebalance their hormones and rebalance everything else.
It's hard. Yeah. And DIM is really potent. So some people just don't tolerate it. Like I took it once and like broke out in hives, and I tried again, broke out in hives. And I was like, okay,
I'm back. Just as guilty. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. The reason DIM can be a challenge, because sometimes people like have low estrogen and it actually like can lower it worse.
Right. And that's the same thing with the Chase Berry, right? With the whole estrogen dominance thing. Some people have estrogen dominance. They don't know it. They start taking Chase Berry and then, you know, they end up with these hormonal imbalances.
Right. Yeah. Great for people who aren't cycling and ovulatory situations. But yeah, if they're estrogen dominant, that can be hard for sure. So okay, well, let's go into a little bit more about, is there anything else in your course that you feel like makes it stand out from other functional medicine programs that are addressing acne or any of these inflammatory conditions?
I spent a little over a year putting my heart and soul into this, did so much research, and I've addressed pretty much every single sort of, you could say, approach to clearing acne from the inside out, be it gut health. Again, we talk about insulin resistance. We talk about diet, because diet is huge, right? They say that with acne treatments, it's 30% what you put on your face, 70% what you put on your plate, because diet is so important, especially when it comes to treating inflammation and for gut healing. So we talk a lot about that. Included in the program, I also have a 50 recipe meal plan guide, okay, recipe book. So it's got breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. They're all anti-inflammatory meals included in the program. And I also have my free guide on product acne. So these are basically ingredients that are lurking in common skincare products. Okay. And so I have a list of ingredients from A to Z, all cited from literature, of course, that are lurking in these skincare products. And you'd be amazed. I mean, these are products that are even labeled as natural or oil-free or non-comedogenic, right? So people don't look at what's actually inside the products. I also talk about the oils that are safe to put on acne-prone skin and those that are not safe that will actually make it worse. So all of that is in my acne guide. I actually have it saved to my phone. And every time I go shopping, I always refer to it to make sure that I'm picking the right skincare product. So it's really definitely a handy resource to have. I talk about detox, and there's just so much. It's different modules. And I guess in the show notes, you can link to the page that has more information about what every module entails. But, you know, it was that personal journey that really inspired me to create this program because of what it really did for me, but not just with my acne, Melody. It was more just overall, it helped me with so much. I mean, I was dealing with gut issues for a little over a decade, and I had no idea what was wrong with me. And I think I did about 3 colonoscopies that, oh, you're fine. It's just stress. It's just stress. And you know, how many people get that response, right? How many of your clients get that response from doctors? So a lot of doctors oversee how important inflammation is, for example, in the body and how many things it affects in the body, right? And you can't really heal unless you actually address the root causes. And so it didn't just help with my acne, but it helped with the bloating, with the chronic constipation. I mean, that was horrible. My mood, my brain fog, everything, right? So my mission is to help people heal their acne from the inside out. But it's just, it's more than that too. Even for the people who purchase this, they're actually getting the core foundations of just, of everything that's needed for overall health and wellness.
Yes. Awesome. What are your favorite liver support protocols? Is there something nutritionally or supplement wise? Where do you start with that?
Yeah, there is a supplement that actually contains, I do have a few supplements as well in the program that people can purchase. So I do make my recommendations in every single module based on, I like to recommend clean and reputable supplements that have clean ingredients and that are third party tested. I'm big on that. So, of course, you know, your milk thistle, your liposomal glutathione. So a lot of the products that have liver supporting supplements, I would support. Whether, you know, somebody, it all depending on people's budget, right? So there are some products that will have 3 or 4 different liver supporting supplements in one versus taking, let's say, 1 or 2, right? But you definitely need to support the liver with supplementation as well.
Yeah, I think that's key because, I mean, we have, and I think the challenge I've seen with patients that are really like significant dysbiosis, that dysbiosis is causing them to have endotoxemia where they're having this lipopolysaccharide driving inflammation, not only in the gut, but then even externally, we've seen data that we can even damage the pancreas and other things from this LPS escaping into nearby organs. But when that happens, those people are so sensitive to anything we do. And so I find we have to be like super gentle with liver support and like detox because the first phase 1 liver, as you know, and I'm saying this more for the general audience, but the phase 1 part of the liver actually makes compounds more reactive. And so it's getting them into more of this ability to get out of the body, but it becomes more reactive. And so those people that are having trouble with phase 2, which is a lot of our, we need a lot of good like broccoli and cauliflower and a lot of sulfur. Yeah, glutathione in that process to be able to help then get it into a safe way to get out of the body. So I find too, like homeopathics, I really like, there's a product by Zymogen called Drainage, but is a good way to start too with those like super high reactivity people, because it's like gentle, helps get lymphatic system moving, liver moving, and then bringing in some, like we were talking about, the milk thistle and berberine is great for liver.
Berberine, yeah. And the other one I really like too is by Pure Encapsulations. It's the liver GI. So it's like an all-in-one, but it's got some amazing like nourishing ingredients for both the gut and for the liver. So I really like that, especially for people that already, just to reduce their pill load, right? Like for somebody like myself, I take so many supplements, you know, I don't need to add another bottle and another bottle. So I usually like to get the supplements that have sort of three or more ingredients that I want to use. Yeah, when it comes the detox, I'm glad that you mentioned the phase one and the phase two, because a lot of people, they don't realize that it's so important when you do a detox, especially a body detox, that you have to support those elimination pathways. Otherwise, those toxins have no way of getting out of the body. So they're just going to go ahead and recirculate in your body, and you're not going to have the effects you want to have, whether it's clearing your acne or anything else. So people think that if they buy a detox product off Amazon or wherever, that, you know, that one product is all they really need. But if they're not supporting their lymphatic system and they're not supporting their liver and their gut and they don't have proper bowel movements, those toxins are just going to recirculate back into the bloodstream. Well, you kind of reminded me to mention this after you just mentioned the phase one and phase two. In the liver, it's very important that people realize how important these elimination pathways are, because you want to get those toxins out of the body.
Elimination, I mean, I think that's like the first step. Like if people aren't pooping, we need to poop to be able to get them out. And binders can be utilized sometimes, or things like colostrum, which can bind and also help solidify if people are having loose stools. Sometimes I don't love colostrum though for our estrogen dominant people, because I find that it can worsen that in some cases, because you're getting like the hormones in the milk as well. So I like to use SBI or serum derived bovine immunoglobulins for those patients. But yeah, it's like a whole science. And I think like you said, to not complicate it and try to use some combination products is important. I just came up with a protocol for one of our patients. We tried to get her Xifaxan approved because she has like classic IBS and has been struggling for many years, has overgrowth. And we're like, you know, she actually had blood in the stool and a high calprotectin. So I was like, okay, this is a person, her liver enzymes are elevated because of a lot of this. We know sometimes people's liver enzymes aren't elevated and they still need liver support, but for sure she needs liver support. Xifaxan is actually approved for some liver disorder. So it definitely helps with that. So I was like, this is the perfect candidate. Well, the insurance comes back and says that it's not approved because they have to try it. Tricyclic antidepressant and something else that have no mechanism of action to help address bacterial overgrowth. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to go with herbs. But I like when I was looking, and we had already picked out some herbs to address the yeast overgrowth she had and everything. But I'm looking at this protocol, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a lot, right? To ask someone to do. But it is only for 1 to 2 months, but trying to find. And so for like our probiotic, I have a probiotic that has the IgG in the probiotic together.
That's great. What did you use for herbal supplements in place of the Zyphon?
So there's one study, and we can link this in the show notes as well, that looked at SIBO patients, and they were on the rifaximin or the Xifaxan versus one group took Candibactin AR and one group took Candibactin BR as their combo herbal supplement. And then another group took FC-Cytal and Dysbiocide by Biotics Research. Mm-hmm. So anyways, in that study, it showed that there was similar rates of getting rid of the SIBO if the herbal protocols, whether it was the Metagenics Candibactin AR, BR, or the Biotics Research one. And clinically, I mean, some people do well with one or the other. I've seen a lot of people do really well with the Biotics Research combo. So I've used that a lot in practice. But this patient, we had a culture insensitivity for her yeast and the bacteria that were overgrown in her gut. So we had sort of already picked another antimicrobial called Candicid Forte by Orthomolecular Products to like cover all of that. So I just added the Dysbiocide from Biotics Research to that, like our plan for now. We're going to use some nystatin too, because nystatin is pretty benign when it comes to gut stuff. So we'll see. Hopefully that reverses for her. And the challenge, I think, in these gut protocols is also like the follow-up. We can't just take herbs for 2 months and then go back to our normal diet that we were eating high carb, lots of sugar, like those kinds of things. So I think that's what people have to realize is that you may have to make modifications for a longer period of time. And hopefully, and like you said, these modifications aren't just helping your gut, they're helping your overall well-being, mental health, insulin resistance, all of those things. So.
Just say a little something there about the follow-up. One of the things that we do as well with my program, the Clear Skin Blueprint, people will get to join a private Facebook community as well. And this is where that follow-up goes, right? So I go there live and I get them to ask me any question they want. It's also a great sort of support system where they can exchange ideas or support each other along their journey, maybe make some recommendations for each other. Mm-hmm. And I also do some collaborations with other professionals there just for my Facebook community. But the follow-up is important, and I agree with you. And so we do a lot of that within that private Facebook community, because I feel like if you don't hold people accountable or give them that push or give them that encouragement every now and then, sometimes people can kind of go back to their old ways and go back to their old diet and do all that, right? So that Facebook group is sort of an opportunity to kind of get people back on track every now and then and remind them, hey, you're not alone. You're in this together, and to kind of share their wins, actually. It's amazing.
Yeah, having some sort of accountability, whether it's a Facebook group, a health coach, or provider that someone's continuing to follow up, is so important, because I, even myself, like if I don't have someone saying, I want to see you at the gym, or I want to, you know, see you here, it really is hard to continue those lifestyle changes and really make them changes versus just the short term fad diet or something that you're doing. I think one of the biggest things I see, you know, when we're talking about dysbiosis and gut healing protocols, is a lot of patients coming to us that have removed all these foods from their diet. So they've removed because they're not tolerating them and all of that. And so they're on really limited diets. So a key for us in follow-up is, and I'm sure for your community as well, is like, how do we reintroduce these foods? And I'm not saying reintroduce like high amounts of gluten if they're intolerant to that, or dairy, but we need to be eating the rainbow and eating more fibers and polyphenols and all these good stuff. And we can't be eating just chicken and rice and supporting our microbiome. So that's a big key too. And a lot of people need like support walking through that.
Yeah. And I think that's actually one of the bigger challenge I see as well with myself and even with my clients, because everybody's different, right? And everybody's tolerance for food is different. Everybody's has different sort of food sensitivities, right? So it's kind of really hard. And on top of that too, it's our microbiome. So that's what some people don't realize, is that it's also the makeup of your microbiome determines what foods you can and cannot tolerate. So it's not just food sensitivity. A food sensitivity test may come back and say, hey, you're good to have a pineapple, right? But it doesn't sit right with your actual microbiome. And until you rebalance your microbiome, you will not be able to retolerate the pineapple again, for example, right? It's just really amazing. You know, and everybody heals differently. But I agree with you that I think that the dietary component is probably going to be the most challenging one, and the one that people will have to sort of be a little bit more patient with as they start to eliminate and then reintroduce certain things back into their diet.
When you do that, I've had people do a whole 30, which is just like an empiric removing the big triggers. But then like day 31, they're like eating all the things again. It's like, you need to just go slow. Like we're feeding the baby and add back in slowly so we can see what's actually affecting you with these delayed food sensitivities.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, anything else that you'd like to share about your program? Or acne or functional medicine, your passions?
Well, you know what? I think that the main thing that I want your listeners to really walk away with today is this. It's just to realize that don't settle for masking symptoms, okay? Listen to your bodies, be curious, ask questions, and just realize that the body is so incredible. It's so incredible that it can heal itself if we actually support it the right ways, whether it's through gut health, whether it's through nutrient deficiencies, or whether it's through detox, whatever it may be, right? Once you listen to your body and, you know, your acne is clearly telling you something, that there is an imbalance, but it's not just with acne, with anything. Just sit down, listen to your body. For me too, it was my chronic bloating and my constipation. And it wasn't really until I sat down and, okay, I need to address this from the inside, because taking laxatives long-term is only causing more dysbiosis, and it's only going to make me develop dependence to these laxatives. So I got to address the actual cause. And it wasn't until I did that, that I healed. And now, thank goodness, I have regular bowel movements every day. So people need to realize that there is hope okay? And that the body does have an ability to heal. But once people really understand how hormone imbalance, how inflammation affects the body, and they understand the process, how the body works, okay, they're going to feel more inspired to really take action. They're going to feel that there is sort of hope that these goals are realistic and achievable. And that in itself is going to inspire them to start healing from the inside out because they understand the process. So this is really what I want your listeners to sort of take away from this, is that there is hope when it comes to your health, whether it's with or without medications. But when you support your body the right way, that is the only way to really achieve lasting health and well-being.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Where can they find you? What's on Instagram, and where else are you at?
Yeah. So they can find me on Instagram at dr.marianne.riscala. For those who don't have Instagram, I do have Facebook as well, my own sort of page and community, and that's at Dr. Marianne Riscala. And I've also just recently relaunched my YouTube channel. So that's at Dr. Marianne. So it's the at symbol, Dr. Marianne. So if you can go there and subscribe and support me on my mission, that would be wonderful. And of course, we'll be linking any of the information for the Clear Skin Blueprint program in the show notes. And there's another thing I want to also give to your listeners specifically. They will also have access to my free guide, the Product Acne Guide, which they can also get for free. And I'm also offering 50% off to all your listeners on the Clear Skin Blueprint program. They would just need to enter code MELODY at the questionnaire in the Calendly link before they book my call, and they'll get the program at 50% off.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for chatting with me today. It was wonderful to see you. And I hope that someday we'll see each other again in person at one of these functional medicine events, or make it to South Florida again.
And maybe do something like this in person.
Yes, that would be great. So while everyone's over at YouTube, if you want to check out our page, we have our Farm to Table Team YouTube page as well, where we're going to be putting up more podcasts and more content. So feel free to subscribe there. And listeners, please, if you haven't already reviewed this podcast, we would love you to drop us a review so that we can be able to reach more listeners and more patients and really just help people thrive and heal from the inside out like we talked about today. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back again soon.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. We're excited you are on your journey with us. Find us online at farmtotable.life, farm with a P, and on Instagram at farmtotableteam.